Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Truma's Daf Pehei in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, Perek Shmini, towards the end of Halacha Dalet. We started Daf Pehdal and with base on the bottom. The Gemara continues with the stories that have to do with someone who was captured by a goy. Says the Gemara of Isi Itztid be Safsufo. Isi was captured in a place called Safsufo. Oma Abiyonison yikore chameis besadinoi. So Abiyonison said, basically, what can we do? We can cover the mace with his sadin, with his sheet. It's a lost case. Says the Pehiyam with Aleph. Oma b'shir melokish. Ado ono kotil ve'ane mitkatil. Ono ezul mashvilei b'chayola. Rishlokish's approach was different. He says, I'm going to either fight them and I'll kill them, or they will fight me back and they'll kill me. But before that, let me try to see if I can convince them to release it. And that was putting Rishlokish also into danger. And this brings into the discussion, can a person put himself in danger to save another Jew? But in any case, Rish Lakish seems to be, based on the Gemara, we'll see also later in the Daf, Rish Lakish was the head of the Shoivim, used to be the head mobster before he became the Amor Rish Lakish. So he knew how to deal with these people. So he said, I'm going to go and try to convince them. Azul Paisun, he really went and he was able to convince and to appease them. And they released Rav Isi. Omaloin. He says, come to the Saba, to the old man, we're referring to Rabbi Yochanan, that he was his Rebbe, and he will daven for you. What you planned to do to Rav Isi, according to Rav Chaim, you skip the next two words, that will happen to you. They didn't get to the city of Pispastrus, and they all died because of the klal of Rabbi Yochanan. Zeir bar Chinino itztit b'safsufo. Also, Zeir bar Chinino was captured in this place. So, if Imi v'Rav Shmuel mefaisaloi, so if Imi v'Rav Shmuel went to convince the ones that captured him to release him. Omer lohoin Zanve Melchuso. So, the one in charge there was a queen named Zanve. Yavur bayachon avod lechon nison. Your creator, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he does for you many miracles. Meaning, as Rav Chaim explains, she made fun of him. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do for you a miracle and then he will be released. Ma'ashikim Bey, Rav Chaim's gear says, Ma'ashikim Bey, while they're busy with her, Olol Chad Sarkei Torn Chad Safsar, came this thief with a sword. Omer Loin Behadon Safsira Koto Bar Netzer Le'achui. Says, with this sword I killed your brother. Meaning, seemingly he came with a sword to threaten the queen. So there was a big mess over there, and they're trying to save the queen, and the queen fought him. V'shtaziv ze'er b'chino. So in the meantime, within the middle of the mess, ze'er b'chino was saved. So the Rabbi Yochanan, ikpach ba'al l'kanyo. Meaning the people of Kanyo robbed Rabbi Yochanan. So the base vat, he went to the base vendish. Rabbi Shem Lokish shoyel b'evil make Rabbi Lokish asked him questions. Rabbi Yochanan did not answer. He was upset on the fact that he was robbed. Again, he asked and didn't answer. What's going on? All the avarim depend on the heart, and the heart depends on the wallet, on the money. When a person has a big loss, it's very hard for his heart to talk. Says the Shulchan, what exactly happened? Robbed me. Tell me exactly where exactly they robbed you. Nothing machvilei, so Rabbi Yochanan showed Rish Lakish where it is. Chamitun mirachoyk v'shayim mitzatzel. He saw them from far. He saw these thieves. He started making noises. Amin in Rabbi Yochanan who yosapalko. So they started to try to negotiate. They said, Rish Lakish, you know, if it's Rabbi Yochanan, your Rebbe, we'll give you half. Amalon chayachoyin kulo on nosiv v'nosav kulo. He says, I'm going to take the whole thing, and that's what happened. They gave him back the entire amount that they stole from Rabbi Yochanan. So Dikloit Chaziro Machune Talio Dabu Denisio. Dikloit Chaziro means that his name was Dikloit, and he was the one in charge to be the shepherd of the pigs in the area of Rabbi Denisio. And the Talmid Rabbi Denisio hit him. Is Avid Melech became a king, meaning the king in Rome appointed him to be in charge in that area. Nochas the Pamis, he went to the city of Pamis. Sholach Kasvin Basar Abonin. So then he wanted to take revenge from these people that hit him when they were kids. So he sent them a letter, Tiavon Gabai B'mafke Shuptomiyat. He says, come to me immediately after Motzei Shabbos. But Tveri and Pam is very far from each other. Omali l'shluchei loititen loin kastri. He told the shliach, don't give them the letters. Ela barvuso imitmai shimsho. Don't give them the letters until it's mamish erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes. Right before Shabbos comes in, give them the letter. The letter will say, be by me right away Moetz Shabbos. Why? He wanted to find an excuse to kill them because they won't be able to make it by Moetz Shabbos. It's too far away. And they're getting the letters right before Shabbos. When exactly they're supposed to come to him? So the Shliach came to him right before Shabbos, erev Shabbos. Rabbi Nesio and Shua Bar Nachman went to wash themselves in the bathhouses of Tveri. Also, a nikteris, gavoin. So came this shade called the nikteris. It came to them. So Rabbi Nesio went to scream, what are you doing here? You're a shade. Get away from us. Says about the payam with base. I'm going to show Nachman, arpele, leave him alone. Lenisin hu mischam. He's coming here to do a nace, to do a miracle. Why? What is going on with you? And why are you upset? They told the story that this king called them. They called the talmidim to come right after Shabbos. Avid nisim. Go to the bathhouse quietly. Don't worry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing for you a nes. Right after Shabbos, right after Shabbos, he took them and carried them straight to Pamyos, to their king. So they told the king, you know, that these rabbonim are outside. I don't want to see them at the inun sach until they go to the bathhouse. There was this bathhouse in that area. As yeshiva yoimin v'shivyo lelovon. He heated it up for 7 days and 7 nights. It was boiling hot. He wanted them to go and basically get burned in the bathhouse. He went to shade and he cooled the waters in front of them. They went in there, they showered in there. And they went in front of that king. Begin the baraychun over the chamnisim, because your creator Hashem made for you miracles. That's where you allow yourself to be mevaze, to disgrace the king. When your name was Dilkut and you were a shepherd of pigs, that's when we disgraced you. But Diklitianus Malko. That was his name as a king. Lebazin, we didn't come to disgrace you as a king. When you were a shepherd of pigs, that's when we disgraced you. Says the Gemara. Omar Loi, that's Rabbi Chaim says, Omar Loi, afilu ken, loy michsi, loy biroy mizei, veloy bichover zeir. He gave them Musar that they should never be mevaze, not a small Roman, not a small Talmud, because you never know who's going to be great in there eventually. Says, you see, you started up with me, but I became the king, and then you came into danger because of that story. So you have to be always respectful to every person. And this is the end of the 8th parak of Maseches Trumos, Hadron Loch Ha'isha Shoiso, Hadron Loch Ha'isha Shoiso. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos, Daf Pei Hei.